That doctor said, I ain't going to live but a couple more months. He said, Lord, I'm a young man. He said, the Lord said, I called you to be a preacher and you turned me down. So he said, if you're not going to produce fruit, like I said, then I'm going to cut your tree down. I don't need you. He said, Lord, if I repent and preach, can I live? He said, I didn't hear the Lord say nothing. So I thought, Lord, I repent. I repent. I don't want to die at 20-something years old. Lord, I'll go to school. I'll be a preacher. So he said, I got through repenting and told God how sorry I was. And I said, Lord, I promise you, I'll go to school. I'll go to seminary. I'll do whatever you tell me. I'll preach your word if you'll just let me live. He said, all of a sudden, I started feeling real good. He said, the doctor come in. I said, Doc, I feel great. He said, no, it's just one of those things. He said, no, I'm telling you, I feel good. He said, they've done some more tests on me and come back. He said, I don't know what happened. There ain't nothing wrong with you. He said, get your clothes on, go home. He said, that's 20 years ago, Thurman, and I've been healed ever since. I said, are you a preacher? He said, yeah, I'm preaching. Because God knows how to get our attention, son. Amen. I mean, yeah, if you got money in the bank and you're well and your wife's well and your kids are all well, you know, who needs God? But when that doctor says, I'm sorry. Especially when you only got 6 or 8 weeks to live when you're only 25 or 30 years old. Most men don't want to die at that age, do they? Hey, they don't want to die. So if the Lord says, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, what do you think he meant there? He meant exactly what he said. Put him first. Is that what he said? If he says, you must do this, then if you're not putting him first, I suggest you start spending more time with the king. If you want to have a long, blessed, healthy life, you have to obey God's word. So, and it pays such great dividends if you do what God says. Now, this is the first and the greatest commandment. Well, let's see what the next verse says there. A second is equally as important. In other words, this second commandment is just as important as the first one. Love your neighbor as yourself. Do you love yourself, young lady? Amen. Don't be hesitant to say that. When I say, do you love yourself? Jump up and say, yes, Lord, I love myself. See, I mean, get to where you really believe that, girl. You know, see where I'm coming from? Somebody says, gee, I mean, if somebody asks me, do you love yourself? I say, absolutely, praise the Lord. Glory to God. You know, I was thinking when Elder and I were putting a roof on that barn down there Thursday and Friday, every time I'd say, praise the Lord, he'd say, hallelujah, Lord. I mean, all during the day, I couldn't even tell you how many times I'd say, praise the Lord. He'd say, hallelujah, glory to God. And, you know, I mean, how would you like to work with two guys? That's all they say. One of them does something, or he drops something, or he falls off a truck or whatever. He says, hallelujah, praise the Lord, instead of all them cuss words that all them other guys use. Hey, but just think. I was just telling the young man back there a while ago, I said, I went to Ballinger and picked up a load of steel to build a 40 by 90 building, 12-foot wall on the back, 16-foot wall on the front, and I got over 6,000, nearly 7,000 pounds of steel, hauled it, got back at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We started at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and worked till dark and got up the next morning at 7, and by 7 o'clock that next night, we had that barn completely built. I'm telling you, three men, we worked. I told him, I said, I'm sure glad it wasn't but 104 degrees, and I'm sure glad I wasn't but 70 years old. Praise God. You know, I slapped Charles on the back once. I said, Charles, what do you think about an old man? He said, Pastor, I know 40-year-olds can't keep up with you out here in this heat. Well, let me tell you, I'm glad that I know God. And I'm glad I'm walking obedient to his word. And by walking in obedience to his word, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That'll work, won't it? I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Because as children of the King, the only thing that limits you is that love walk. If you're not walking in love, the promises of God won't work for you. Because what does faith work through? Galatians 5:6 says your faith worketh by love. Isn't that amazing? Would everybody in here like to have a whole lot of faith? Oh, I want a lot of faith, Lord. He says, then you got to walk in love. Because that's the element. That's the key. That turns it on. If you're not willing to walk in love, you can't walk in faith. Everybody wants to walk in faith, But lots of people don't want to pay the price to walk in love. But did He command us to do this? He commanded us to do this. It's very important. Okay, now then let's go to Mark 12, 29 through 34. Mark 12, 29 through 34. Mark 12, 29. Jesus replied, "The most important commandment is this." Now, if Jesus says the most important commandment is this, we need to pay attention. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the one and only Lord." This is the most important commandment that there is, that you know that there is only one God. There's a lot of gods out there. That's being taught by a lot of people. But there's really only one. And His name is Jesus. Now, you start preaching that and teaching that out in the world, you're going to catch a lot of flack. There's a lot of people that don't want to hear that there's only one God. In fact, when I was working for SkyShift as an engineer the last 7 years of my work history, I was sitting there at the noon meal one day, and I always prayed over my food and everything. Usually I had a table of 5 or 6 or 7 guys eat lunch with me. We were sitting there and one of them asked me a question about how many ways is there to heaven? I said, there's only one. I said, there's one Lord, one God. His name's Jesus Christ. And anybody who don't believe in Jesus is going to hell. Well, right after lunch, I got called into the HR office. "Thurman, you offended somebody at lunch." I said, "Okay, what did I do?" They said, "I want you to meet me in your boss's office, Charles Ashcraft. He was the director." They said, "Meet me in his office in 5 minutes." I said, "Okay." So I went by the cafeteria and got me a cup of tea, walked in, I sat down, and I said, "What can I do for you two?" She said, "You offended somebody in the cafeteria." I said, "What did I say?" They said, "They come to my office and said, you said that if they didn't believe in Jesus, they're going to hell." I said, "Well," I said, "you're a Christian, right?" "Yeah." I said, "And Charles, you're a Christian, right?" "Yeah." I said, "Okay, there shouldn't be a problem here because I didn't say that." They said, "But they said you said that." I said, "No, I was just repeating what the King said." I said, "Jesus is the one who said He's the life, the truth, and the way. And there ain't no way to heaven. And anybody who don't believe in Him is going to hell." So I said, "Take it up with Him. He's the one who said it. It's not an original from me." My director, Charles Ashcraft, said, "Thurman, you're impossible. You can go." I said, "Okay, praise God." So I went back to work. You know, I mean, what's he going to do? Take it up with God? I mean, if God says, "I'm the truth, the life, and the way," what are you going to do? Argue with Him? I ain't going to argue with Him. I'm going to agree with Him. You know, and when I agree with Him, oh, it's amazing too, that when you agree with God like that all the time, when you do what He says, I think about at that same place when they told me you have to quit praying for people in the workplace. And I told them, "No, absolutely not. You know, there ain't nothing that's going to get me to stop praying for people." And they said, "Well, you've got to stop praying for people." I said, "No." And so then that day, that poor little Spanish woman, Edelina, I heard that woman screaming one afternoon about 5 o'clock. I go running down the hot food section where she's at, and she had slipped and laid her arm down on a big old steel door on an oven and burned all the skin off of that arm. I mean, that door had been 300 degrees inside. She laid that steel door down. That sucker still some kind of hot. She reached in there with them big old gloves, getting them sheet pans out and putting them on that big rack. She stepped on something slick and fell, and this arm right here, from where the glove was to where her blouse was, landed right on that steel door and just burned her arm. I mean, just blisters. It was just awful. And she was screaming to the top of her lungs. You can associate with that just a little. When you've touched a skillet or something, you know how hot that is, right? I go running down there. Everybody's trying to put salve on her, trying to put cold water on her. I go running to pray. I'm going to put the Word of God on her. That's what I'm going to do with her. This poor little Spanish woman, she's hurting. I go running down there, and it was on her right arm. I reached up and grabbed her arm, this arm right here. I just quoted Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. Then I quoted Mark 16, 18. And then I quoted Mark 11, 23. And I said, now then, when I quoted Mark 16 and 18, I said, the Lord says, lay hands on the sick and they'll get well. But I don't know how long he's going to take to do it. So I said, Mark 11, 23 says, I can have whatever I say with my mouth if I believe with my heart. So I said, woman, in the name of Jesus, you're going to get a supernatural healing from my king, and his name's Jesus. I guarantee it. And I turned her loose, and her pain went away just like that. She stopped crying. She stopped screaming. She wouldn't go to the doctor. She went ahead and served the evening meal. I went up and had dinner with one of the guys, and we all looked at them big old blisters on her arm and everything else. And everybody tried to get her to go to the doctor. She said, no, it don't hurt at all, so I'm not going. At night, she got home about 11 o'clock. When she got off work, her husband saw it. He wanted to take her to the emergency right then. She said, it don't hurt. She said, if it bothers me tomorrow when I wake up, I'm tired, I want to go to bed. Said, if it's bothering me in the morning, you can take me to the doctor. Edelina wakes up the next morning, and the king had completely healed her arm overnight. Is Jesus a faith God? And let me tell you what Edelina said. When she got back to work that next afternoon, and Melanie, which was a strong Christian girl, she said, Edelina, how's your arm? And she held up her arm like that, and Melanie screamed, another answer to Thurman's prayers. And this woman comes walking over, and she said, why do you think your arm healed so quick, Edelina? She said, well, maybe it was just because it was so cool last night my arm healed that fast. How can you be that dumb? How can your eyes be blinded that much? But here's a little Spanish woman, and obviously don't know much about Jesus. Why did he do that awesome miracle for that woman? Whose faith did he use? That's right, mine. Will he do the same thing for you? Yes, he will. I mean, he loves to do things for people that walk in faith. He is a faith God. But you got to get to the point where you walk in this God kind of love. And as you walk in the God kind of love, then the king says, you can come and ask me for anything and I'll do it for you. That's pretty good, isn't it? Wow. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, and all your strength. So what is the greatest commandment? What is the first commandment? Love God. Love God. The next two verses. The second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself.
We are going to stop for today, but we will continue with this teaching tomorrow. If you would like to have this teaching titled, Love Yourself, God Commands It, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the TLSM website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.